Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I like Dallas Goedert's return. He could be an unsung hero for the Eagle offense, but they have got to do a great job staying away from penalties, and they got to make sure their quarterback has the dust knocked off of him in the first couple plays of this game, because he hasn't played in a couple weeks. But I do expect this to be a game that goes down to the wire in South Philly.
Grudahl.
Okay, it's going to be a slugfest. Man, I used to coach at both of these teams. I love the Eagles and the Packers, but you can only pick one. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles, 26-21. I think the Eagles are the NFC's best team.
Grudahl making a comeback, a strong one.
The bar stool now.
He got that mullet. He's still wearing that mullet. I haven't seen too many pictures of him. He like he got a little heavier.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
a little heavier.
Yeah, well, I mean, some time off.
A lot of time off.
Now he's back in the media game. All right, welcome back, Midday Show. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Hates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Hates. 1 o'clock today, Ike Reese in studio. The final ruling on Hugh Douglas's beard, green or not, and he can't weasel out after the judge, jury, and executioner Reese comes in here with a decision. Later in the show, 1 hour from right now, DeSean Jackson, the new head coach of Delaware State. We'll talk to him about his new program, coaching college football, and of course the game Sunday, Eagles and the Packers. And then Big Game Dante will be live in studio with the national anthem to get us all set up for a big, big weekend here. All right, so let's play off of what John Gruden said there. He is mentioning Dallas Goedert as a potential unsung hero, X-Factor. Yeah. All right, Hugh, who are you thinking? If you had to name someone, and let's be obvious about this. Like, we know Jalen Hurts is a huge part of the game, right? We know Saquon Barkley is a huge part of the game. Jalen Carter. If I take away the biggest names, who is the X-Factor for Hugh Douglas?
Bryce Huff with a straight face.
And I'm supposed to feel good?
No, Bryce Huff going to have like a two-and-a-half sack day. I know I've been, listen, for all y'all that are in the car.
Why are you doing this?
No, wait a minute. I'm talking to the people that are in the car talking about Hugh, calling me mean and hurtful names right now.
And right, really
and
hurtful,
about to blow my timeline up on my Twitter. Listen, I'm going to ride this out to the end. I mean, I know I had some lofty expectations for him early in the season, but now is the time. Now is the time where we need Bryce Huff to step up in these playoffs, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I am still, if I'm not one thing, I'm consistent. I'm definitely consistent.
Crazy.
That remains to be seen. But the point that I'm making is this. I feel like Bryce Huff is going to contribute this weekend, and he's going to have a 2.5 sack day.
See, you lost me at 2.5 sacks.
Okay, one.
The contribution, I mean, he could, right? Like, they don't have much depth at pass rush, right? It's Nolan Smith. It's Josh Sweat. They probably need somebody else, and it's been Jalix Hunt, you know, over the last month.
Yeah, it stepped up a little bit.
But they could use someone else to give them a little rush on third down, especially if one of those guys needs a break. I mean, you know, that's a lot of snaps for just two defensive ends to play or two pass rushers. Hugh, I don't think your premise is crazy, but you hit us with the 2.5 sacks. It's like he had 2.5 sacks the whole year.
Yeah, guess who he had more sacks than?
Who's that?
The guy in New York that he took his place.
Well, he didn't play half the season.
Yeah, I mean, but still. I mean, I have to find some.
Well, neither did Huff, to be fair.
Well, I mean, but I have to find something to kind of, you know, balance it out a little
bit. They played the same amount of games.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, Bryce is going to. I think Bryce is going to step up.
Who would you rather have on the field Sunday?
Ooh.
Bryce Huff or
Zion Reddick? Zion Reddick.
Yeah, come on.
Got me there. Point, Joe.
Hugh.
Are you asking me?
Well, I'm just throwing.
Well, a hypothetical, right?
Yeah, well, of course. You can't import a new player now.
I'm going to go ahead down this hill.
Okay, yeah, I mean, his corpse is rotting on this hill.
It ain't like I ain't done it before.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm comfortable dying on
All right,
on
can
hills.
I give you my X factor for Sunday?
What you got?
I'm going to go Cooper DeJean. So,
That's a good one, because he wasn't in the first game.
He was in the first game, and I think the best player on the Packers offense right now is Jaden Reed. I know Josh Jacobs is the star of the offense, but he is more of the kind of between-the-tackles runner. I think the Eagles will do a good enough job on him. The do-it-all player for the Packers is Jaden Reed. He kind of reminds me of the way they use him of Debo, because they run him. I mean, they will use him on end-arounds. They'll use him on sometimes a strict handoff. They get 20-something carries this year, including a 30-something yarder against the Eagles in the first week of the season. He's a very unique player. He's a dangerous player, and he's in the slot a lot. That's Cooper DeJean. I mean, if Cooper was playing week one, I don't think he has as big of a game. That's a huge matchup. X factor for me. I'm going Cooper DeJean. All right, so we have Bryce Huff. We have Cooper DeJean. Kyle, where are you going with an X factor player on Sunday?
I think this seems like a cop out since we talked about him a little bit earlier.
Okay.
It's got to be Jake Elliott.
You feel good about that one?
No, I mean, I don't, but like, in terms of an X factor, he's something that could swing the game drastically in either direction.
So, like, if you had asked me, like, what could go wrong? Like, I think the Eagles are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win it by double digits. What could go wrong? Jake Elliott's a big part of that, right? If he misses a couple from 51, 52, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, that changes things.
Yeah, the math on the game changes.
Yeah, but I feel like, and I know Gruden came in and said 26-21.
Yeah.
I feel like this game is not going to be that close, but I feel like the defense is going to play a huge part of that, because I just feel like this offense initially is going to struggle. It's going to struggle. So there's that. But I think that this defense is in such lockstep with one another. Then you talk about a cohesive unit for the most part outside of the Kobe Dean being banged up and the fact that the guys didn't play in the last game. They're fairly healthy at that, and they've been humming as a unit. So I feel like that's going to be the part of the game where they're going to keep us in the game. Would not be surprised we get a touchdown.
Ooh, a defensive score.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, if we're getting a defensive score, this is a lock. How many times does a team lose by scoring on defense?
I'm still not comfortable with lock. Still not comfortable with lock.
Defensive score?
Yeah.
It's a runaway.
It happens.
But I'm saying, if you get a defensive score, I bet you win those games 90% of the time.
The Jacksonville defense scored, and they still lost. Just, you know.
Jaguars, like, what Jaguars? The ones?
Jacksonville that played us. They scored. They lost still. They still lost the game.
When was this game?
Early in the season. Against us. Jaguars defense scored.
Yeah, Saquon fumble.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
you blew my mind.
The one that we're taking off the ledger for Hughes points per game.
That's why I did it, Joe. That's why I said it, because I knew.
That's a good point. You're right.
Yeah, it was a trigger.
I said 90%, and you found the 10%. All right, then point to Q on that one. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, man. I'm sitting right here just laughing at y'all beating up on Hugh, man.
Every day, man.
We're just
Every
trying
day.
To get him right here,
I work in a hostile work environment.
Hostile. We let you on here saying all sorts of nonsense, and we're the crazy.
Hostile.
but to that point, Hugh, look, I'm not going to jump on you too bad, man. But let me just say this, man. The Eagles are going to skull drug these jokers up and down the field and beat the dog dookie out of them, man. I'm telling you, here's the thing about that. And to Hugh, I will say there are some concerns. I mean, and we've been discussing Jake Elliott. He needs to pull his head out of his 4 point of contact, like you say in the Army, and get it together, because I think it's more psychological more than anything. That's an X factor. AJ Brown with his injury. I'm not worried about Jalen. I'm worried about how they're going to use him. They don't overuse him and get to the point, because I'm not worried about the defense. They're going to keep them in check. It's how they execute offensively. But if they do everything they need to do on both sides of the line, man, it's not going to even be close. I'm calling it, man, 31-13.
31-13. That's a lock,
yeah,
that's, Bruce.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
That's my take, man. I'm telling you, I just don't see them. I mean, how is Green Bay going to... The quarterback is banged up, right? And what is it, their wide receiver? Is it their wide receiver?
They lost Christian Watson. Yeah,
he's
a deep threat.
So their wide receivers.
Jaden Reed ain't no slouch, though.
But then you got that. What do they have left? They don't have that many options. And throw that against the defense that we have.
That's right.
Man, It's a deadly combination of unfortunate for them. They haven't played good down the stretch. And that's why I said this is going to be a skull drug, man. It's going to be, I'm telling you, 31-13. I don't see it any other way. And I'm not concerned about the Eagles getting off to the slow start. It seems like that they have solved that. But even if they do, it's not going to be a major thing. I think that we're going to see a faster start than a lot of people realize and anticipate, because Jalen was doing well until he got injured. Two straight games, they figured that out. Keep the passes simple. You got Goddard back now. So there's a lot of things on the offense that I think that we're going to see that are going to surprise everybody, and that's the reason why I'm really optimistic.
I love it, Bruce, man. Good phone call there. Yeah, it's interesting with the slow starts versus they fixed it a little bit, Hugh, mm-hmm. before Jalen got banged up. Now, there's two elements. One was that were the slow starts because of scheme, and then they figured that out, and okay, let's get back to that because we figured it out. Or were the slow starts because of Jalen, right? He figured it out, but now he's missed time and he's out of rhythm. I
think it's because of Jalen.
Okay.
Because we saw two different times where it looked like this offense was in lock sync with everything else. You know, with the rhythm, the precision, the timing.
You're talking with the backups.
Yeah, with the backups. But we also saw this offense, how it looks different with Jalen's in there and how much better and more efficient it is when he's in there. So I think that going into this, there's still going to be a little bit of a timing issue, especially when you talk about him and AJ really hadn't had a whole lot of time together this week, as a matter of fact. So,
well, I mean, if you expand it out, how many times over the last month have AJ and Jalen thrown with each other?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very small number, right? Jalen missed 3 weeks of practice, and then this week, AJ left.
AJ's out. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things where – so that's why you have to give yourself – a little bit of grace when you talk about what could potentially happen in this game. But with all of that being said, I've always said this. Your running back is your best friend, especially in the playoffs. It's January, Joe. And, you know, I've always said December, January, if you can run the ball, you got a great chance of winning the game. Mm. And both teams can run the ball. That's the one caveat for both of them. They can
Jacobs
both run the
ball. Jacobs is a good player,
yeah. Yeah, but we have more weapons. I think we have the better back in this situation. And we definitely have the better offensive line, in my opinion. So I think it's going to go our way. But as far as running away with this game, I don't think that's going to happen right out the gate.
Let's talk to Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Gilio. Hugh.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Big V?
Hugh, listen, I agree with everything you said about why you are confident because of the defense. So if you are so confident because of the defense, then why are you still dying on that hill saying that defense is a luxury?
Because I won the bet.
Wow.
17.8.
We'll find out in about 18
minutes. First of all,
my take was solid. Now, it died on the vine because of the way that the Eagles defense was played, but the bet was 17 points. They gave us 17.8. 17.8.
Yeah, but that's
points.
Not really
Hugh,
true.
Hugh, that's called avoiding the actual question.
What is your purpose of calling, Big V?
My purpose of calling is that we the people accuse Hugh Douglas of making an inflammatory statement of defense being a luxury, and therefore praising the defense because of their actions.
Best of both worlds, Big V.
As the attorney for the prosecution, I suggested you accept the bid before the judge and state that defense is not a luxury, yet a necessity, and very important in the Eagles' success.
A plea deal. That is what I'm hearing here. A plea.
I ain't taking no plea deal. Take it to trial. Take this thing
to
trial.
Well, that's what this whole week has been. I mean,
take it to trial.
By the way, you know, I would have thought today on your judgment day you would have worn maybe a shirt and tie, walking in here with a hoodie.
No,
you're representing yourself, too.
I'm taking this to trial.
This is your trial. You are guilty as charged.
I am not guilty.
All right.
And Hugh, the judge may even sentence you to not only just dyeing your beard green, but your head, too.
I ain't got no hair, so he can do whatever he want to as far as that's
concerned. That's why I said your head.
Yeah, he can't do that.
I'll just paint it green. All right, Big V, we appreciate it. All right, let's take Black Gritty here, and then we have to get to Guess the Takes for Wild Card Weekend, what everyone's going to be saying next week about the NFL. First, though, Black Gritty is up. He needs to talk to Hugh Douglas. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joe, look out, because, you know, I'm coming off the top, bro. We're about to move some furniture, Hugh.
You know, I be defending you. I be trying to get you loopholes. You be out here on the internet thugging and bugging, drop kicking people, running like a bull in a china shop on the internet. But you get on the radio, sound like a pound puppy. Shut up, you.
The rules is different.
You sound like a little punk. Well, see, I don't care about no rules. You a grown man. You Douglas, okay? You got negative 2 sacks right now coming on this radio airwaves.
I care about the rules, especially.
I tell you about this Sunday.
This Sunday, the
Packers about to get smoked out here, you Douglas. And you better have some backbone about it, okay?
Bills keep coming back, gritty.
Jordan Love hurt. The backups hurt. The defense ain't played nobody real. And every time they do, they get walked all over. We got the best O-line in the business. We got the best defense left in the playoffs. And you out here sound like a pound puppy on these airwaves of Philadelphia on a football Friday? Shame on you. Your beard should be green. Every day should be. I'm about to get you green contact. How you on the bus from eastbound and down all the way down to New Orleans? You trying to go to Uranus? I think you're already in there. Hit your physical feet. Can't. In your brain, okay? Because you're out here talking like we're going somewhere, but you want to be a punk pound puppy on Friday?
Yeah, I got
you better get a dog for that little boy, and you better feel secure about yourself. Because we going out there on Sunday, and we getting this George W. East, down and down, you get on that buses and stop acting like a punk. I talk to y'all. Yo,
that's a good phone call. I mean, he puts you in your place there.
It's different on Twitter.
Yeah, you are.
And then every now and then, when the boss is coming, that open that door and say, hey, calm down, you gotta.
You get neutered on Twitter?
You gotta pull it back. Hey, Joe. I knew, but
where's
you know
the bark on the air, Hugh? Blowout of the Packers.
Hey, Joe, but in my defense, I knew that one was coming. It was just a matter of time.
You saw that one coming?
I saw that. I had a little strongly worded tweet that I knew I was going to get in trouble
for. All right, it happens.
I had to pull that one.
We allow you once in a while to make it.
Yeah, every now and then, but you know.
Misstep.
But I'm saying here.
Good thing your takes don't get criticized by the boss, because otherwise you'd be in big trouble.
But no, I'm saying that I forgot my train of thought. But no, I could do that, Black Gritty. I have to sit here because I'm working with two rabid fans where I have to be fair and balanced in my assessment of the Eagles. We do this every week. Oh, we're going to kill somebody. I'm like, hey, pump your brakes a little bit. And as soon as I say pump my brakes, I'm called plant-based. I need to get a dog.
Yeah.
Soft.
Mr. Surehands called me all kind of mean purple names.
Well, where's the real you, Douglas?
I'm the shell of the man that I used to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing some logic to these conversations.
I know, but here's the problem. People
it's on Friday.
Well, people expect, people turn the radio on at 10 o'clock, right? And they're like, all right.
And they're appalled.
Well, no, here's what they probably woke up today. So Chilio's going to be a downer. He's going to be worried. Hugh's going to have to rescue the show. And I come on here.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's what people thought. I come on here and I try to let everyone know this is a lock. The Eagles got this game. We're playing next week. This will be a blowout of the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. And, you know, instead of saying, yeah, let's get him, you're like, well, hold on.
Logic is for like Wednesdays. Today is for
emotion. Nothing's a lock. I'm not an emotional person. Okay, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Why has the Cy Reddick been on four of the I try to be logical teams. When I think about stuff like this, though, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, my logic tells me the Eagles are better than the Packers. 6 all-pros to 1. Home field to not.
No, that's good logic. That's a hell of a number.
I gave you logic. You said it was just my heart speaking. I don't know what you're giving us today. Logic.
I'm saying it's. I'm saying you. I said the Eagles are going to win. I just said you can't guarantee.
I know, but
nothing.
When you say that, it's
how
like
much, okay,
there's
how much
a
money,
hedge in there. There's
how much money are we putting on this game, then? Since we put some money on it. Put
are you going to bet against the Eagles?
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about Joe. Since it's a lock, how much money are you willing to put on it, Joe, if it's a lock?
Well, the greatest bettor I know usually tells me $2 bets is the way you do
that's
things. $2.
See, that's
hold on. He was a sharp bettor yesterday.
That is my betting.
It's no longer fate here.
Speaking of bets, how about I gave out a banger yesterday and didn't bet it? Forgot.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, you sharp Douglas over here giving out Notre Dame.
I gave out a banger.
And then you didn't bet it. All
I didn't bet it.
Speaking of, let's see how ahead of the curve we are. We do a little game here. I like to play it on Fridays before a big NFL weekend. This is a huge one. Wild card weekend. Here, let's play a little game we like to call Guess the Takes, which is brought to you by.
It's brought to us by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the jug.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. All right, we try to guess what everybody's talking about after a big NFL weekend. This is a huge one. It is wild card weekend. I'll go first. I think the take that you're going to hear next week is everyone forgot because he left for a little while that Jim Harbaugh is not just a good coach. He is an elite NFL coach.
He ain't a bad coach.
And he remembers the day he was born, according to Justin Herbert.
He's a lot, that guy.
When he came out, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
he remembered the trip and all. That's crazy. We remember the whole trip.
Saw the light.
He was like, it was dark and I was having trouble with it. I just heard some mumbling. Yeah.
So we got to get him on the line with John Ritchie, who claims to have memories for him from when he was like one.
I don't buy it.
Oh, no, me neither.
Who has memories from their one?
Nobody. It's not a thing.
I don't buy it. But so, listen, I think the best football people are a little unhinged.
That's true.
John, Harbaugh, Hugh. I mean, Mike, this is part of it. But no, I think the Chargers are going to win this weekend, and people will start talking again about how great of a head coach. I mean, that Chargers team is not super talented. They're kind of in a retooling phase. Obviously, quarterback's really good, but they get to the second round. That's a big season for Harbaugh. My guess to take, everyone says, oh, yeah, Jim Harbaugh's an elite coach. Hugh, what are you thinking?
My take is Josh Allen isn't that cat that he thought he was or we Ooh. Thought he was because they get beat by the Denver Broncos.
You're going regular season QB.
Yeah, Josh I'm going Allen. Regular season QB.
Hold on a second. I got to see what the money line is on Denver. I mean, if you were right last night, now I'm getting
Sharp
trouble.
Douglas.
Yeah, Sharp Douglas. Let's check that out. Kai, what are you thinking for Guess the Takes?
I had kind of a layup in my mind when we convened earlier today, mm-hmm. and we knew what we were going to do this segment. It's wild card weekend, though, and there's no time to be conservative.
No.
So let's get a little crazy here. We might have been sleeping on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to come out of the NFC.
Excuse me?
Dark horse.
Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles. I mean, guys, if you think Hugh's plant-based today, if it's Tampa coming in here next Friday, we're going to have to get this guy a dog.
I'm worried about both of you guys because you guys have been talking funny about Tampa Bay all year long.
Funny.
I kept receipts. Yep.
I think they're losing on Sunday. So I'm going to try to avoid that problem. Just get them knocked out before they come here.
Ooh. I'd much rather see them than the Commanders.
But we wouldn't see the Commanders. If the
I guess I'd much rather see them advance the Commanders.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I don't want the threat of the Commanders out there.
Yeah, so if Tampa Bay wins, we get Tampa Bay next week. If Tampa Bay loses, we will get the winner of Minnesota and Los Angeles. By the way, that game, did you see that? They moved it officially? They moved that game because of the tragic wildfires in California. Hugh, that game is no longer in Los Angeles Monday.
Yeah, because it was moved because of the fires.
Yeah, they're going to play that game in Arizona Monday night, which that provides an odd element, right? It's going to be almost a neutral. I mean,
it's a neutral field.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I guess fans could travel, but it's kind of a weird spot for an NFL playoff game in Arizona. That's Monday night.